This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have Scott Sandlin with us, and we're down in Atlanta at one of Shaw's regional markets, which very smartly was stationed right here at the Atlanta's Mart in downtown Atlanta. Scott, thanks for spending time with our listeners this morning. Let me ask you, these regional shows that you've been doing, is this one of 20, or what is this Atlanta show?
We've got about 20 shows this year, and the Atlanta show, we've got really 7 or 8 what we would call big shows, and then we've got some smaller regional shows, but 20 down really from probably about double that last year. But what we tried to do, Kemp, was make the bigger shows better and really get more attention and more crowds at the bigger shows and really service more folks at the bigger shows. And so far, after the first few that I've been to, that's exactly what's happening. Between Chicago and Dallas and now Atlanta, we've got record attendance at the shows.
I was just going to ask you how attendance was. Is it as good as it's always been?
Attendance is as good as it's always been, and this show, I think we've got 100 more customers signed up than we had this time last year. And then you get a lot of folks that come through that don't sign up. Find it the last second, they can get away for the weekend or whatever. And tying it in with the rug market, you know, that you mentioned, that helps also, because a lot of these customers are good rug customers of Shaw's also.
I was going to ask you, how did it come about that, you're right here on the first floor in the first building here right off of Peachtree in downtown Atlanta, and up on the, fourth, fifth, and sixth floor is the Atlanta Rug Market. How did this come about that you tied in with this meeting?
Well, it was real simple. A lot of our, we're very well known among the specialty retailers for our rug line. So, again, a lot of the folks were already coming. And we talked about the best location. And this time of year, this is really a good location as far as folks all over the Southeast being able to get to it. And Atlanta's worked well for us the last several years. So it's kind of ironic. The rugs led the rest of the categories into this, and it's turned into a good thing for all the other categories.
So this basically makes it easier for your customer, the dealer, because they don't have to go two places. They can come here because they were going to come here anyway, and then they can tie in with you there.
The last customer I was with, they were just talking. We were getting in a little bit of a hurry because he said, I got 2 days and I got to get all this done. And if you think about everything we're trying to sell them, it takes that long. It's a long process to go through everything you got to get placed for the year, including rugs. So it's a comprehensive process that our customer has to go through. So I think we owe them their environment to do it the right way.
So down here on the first floor, you have all your carpets, all your hardwood, all your laminates, and all your ceramic displayed. And then up on the sixth floor, you have all your rugs displayed.
Right. We've got rugs upstairs and all of our categories down here for flooring. And then we've also, I think, a very important part of it, too, is our vendor partners. We've got the folks on the outskirts of the walls here that support us in everything that we do from our point-of-sale systems all the way through installation services and things like that. So a lot of good things happening, and you can't, you couldn't do all this. I don't know how you do it any other way.
Well, I actually think it's a brilliant idea, so kudos to you for doing that. Just real quick for the listeners that have not possibly gone to one of your regional shows, from a product standpoint, what's new with you guys this year?
I'll tell you, we got a lot of great things on the go. You got between some of the really the nicest visuals you've ever seen in soft floor covering with Savvy Spaces, and the things we're doing with a lot of our ANSO yarns, and the fact that it's ANSO's 40th birthday, which is a big deal for us, and we've got a lot of promotion around that. A lot tied in with our green products and our green promotions, and launching our HGTV promotion that we're sponsoring the Green Home on HGTV, and we'll be touching 250 million plus consumers there. One of the biggest things Shaw's ever done, tying it into those products. Big launch with Stainmaster this year, and on the soft side, and then on the hard surface side, our lock in place laminate has really been a hit of the show, and the speed that you can put that product in, and the click system and everything that goes along with that, from an integrity standpoint. And then probably the highlight, as we improve our offerings in wood, is the hand scraped and the time worn and the distress visuals that we're offering folks today through the Shaw side at the show. That has probably really received. I may be saying that because I'm on the hard surface side now. But
I was just gonna say, Scott, when you said the highlight, that's a highlight just because you're managing that piece of the business now. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure it's gorgeous. So what you've done is you've added some hand scrape to the line this year.
We've got a great assortment of hand scraped and also some reclaimed looks that work in urban markets all the way out to the suburbs, and a lot of exciting things. And don't let me kid you. We still tugging that wagons, all that soft stuff you see over there, but we're trying to get better and better on the hard side.
All right. So as we talk about these, look at these regional shows and everything, I guess when Shaw got to the size they did, I mean, this is really the best way to do it versus trying to cart the whole army of people to surfaces. I mean, do you feel like that this is the best way to present your products in these regional shows versus going to surfaces?
The best way is kind of loaded. I think it is, and you know, we're going to be at surfaces. The Anderson arm of our company will be at surfaces, and that whole team will be there along with our management, and so that's very important for us because that's the customer base that we're targeting there. But when you've got to get so much done, and our biggest problem probably is a logistical problem when you think about it, with 1,000+ sales reps and the space to get everything done, you need to get done with the customer. I don't know how you do it in one spot. So this really allows us to do it in the one spot on a regional basis. So really we're really playing off both formats. If you look at the whole picture.
Okay, talk a minute about the theme of the show, if you would.
Well, the theme's really innovation, and innovation ties around not only to styling from patterns and different things we're doing on the soft side with different yarns and visuals, but really green. Green is really the fact that we're really putting our money where our mouth is on the whole eco-friendly systems that we have from soft to hard surface. So the innovation's the overriding theme, but green really, as you see all the green and everything everybody's talking about, trying to tie in, and the consumer's hot on it right now, and we're living that world at Shaw every day. We're trying to do everything we can to drive green and the actual things that we're doing for our customers.
So you really do feel like that the consumer, the homeowner, the lady who's actually going to buy flooring, she's actually tuned in to this whole sustainability and the whole recycling topic?
It's interesting. I get it from our customers. That when we talk to them, and again, as I'm on the hard surface side these days, we're talking about one of our products is using product that would go to the landfill, and we're making a product out of it, and their ears perk up and they want to know more. And the reason I think they want to know more, Kemp, and I'm not in front of the consumer every day, but is because they're getting those questions, and so it really has taking itself to a new level. More so, I mean, last year it was hot, but I think it was more of a buzz, and people were trying to say, was it going to have any legs or not? It's got legs, and it's standing, and we're just telling our story.
So when consumers talking about flooring products, you think obviously they want to know about value, performance, they want to know about color and price, and where does green fall in there with all that?
Hey, it's not the top of the list, unless maybe you're in the Great Northwest, and you know it is very high on the list there, and a lot of markets that's, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, as you know, I've talked in the past, there's different pockets around the country. But it's you still got to have the right color, the right texture, the right product, the right visual for a home. And green kind of is the ribbon that wraps around it. You know, our ad with the where you tie the string around the finger, and that's kind of where we got that idea. Was it really is the kind of the bow that you wrap around the package.
All right, fantastic, Scott. One last question. You know, you've been to some of these markets. You've got dealers right here. This room's full of dealers. I think we're looking at about 30,000 square foot space here, and it's packed with people. And you know, what's the tone based on the economic situation we're in right now? Are dealers upbeat, or are they kind of melancholy?
I would say melancholy. It's here's the great thing about this business. We just had this conversation with a good customer of ours. It's really the same folks that were, you know, that are here the last year, and the same folks that were here 10 years ago. We're going to fight through it no matter what, and that's our message. Is let's fight through it. Let's try to pick off the unique profit opportunities in 2008. Whether you're in a tough market or a market that's doing pretty well. I just talked to a customer in Huntsville, Alabama, that said they had the best year they've ever had. So it is in pockets. The upper Midwest was obviously a little tougher, and the Michigans and Ohio's and the Rust Belt, a little tougher in that market, but there's still some good things happening out there. And heck, I don't know if this is true, maybe from my great University of Tennessee education, but you know, even in the worst times, 80% of the business is still there. So the business is still there, and our good customers will get it. And that's what we're banking on.
Okay, Scott, listen, I really appreciate you spending time with us. And so now you've heard it. We're here at one of the 20 Shaw Regional shows, and we've been spending time with Scott Sandlin, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net.